This is episode 2275 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. This is Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 6 of our series this week. You are making your way through the Art of Happiness, where each day you are meditating with some of the world's most famous meditators. You've also been on a happiness quest. You are challenged this week to every morning when you wake up, visualize the kind of life you want to live. I know many of us feel so stuck these days as we continue to live in the midst of a global pandemic and the political, economic, and social uncertainty. So this has been a week for you to know that although some things in your life might be on hold until the dust settles from all we're going through these days, you still have control. You can tap into your inner peace at any time. And you can also create visually the life you want to create for yourself and begin taking steps so that you can feel as though, regardless of what's going on in your life or going on in the world, life goes on. You're still waking up each day, going through each day, experiencing joy, experiencing stress, having good times and bad times. That will always be the case, no matter what's happening in the world, whether it's an extenuating circumstance as we're living through these days, or things are relatively peaceful and calm in the world. So when you tap into your inner qualities that represent who you are, your authenticity, you can never go wrong. You can always live the life you want to live, as long as you're being true to yourself. So as you're guided through your meditation today, the world-class meditator you will be meditating with, this person's insight and techniques, is Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She's honored as a saint by the Roman Catholic Church. She was an Albanian Indian Roman Catholic nun and missionary. She founded the Missionaries of Charity, a Roman Catholic religious congregation that had over 4,500 nuns and was active in 133 countries in the year 2012. This is a congregation that manages homes for people who are dying, often of diseases that no one wants to catch. And so these are often the forgotten people, people with HIV, AIDS, leprosy, and tuberculosis. The groups that she founded and the people that she trained reached out to the poor, often people living on the streets in India. She was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979. She lived from 1910 until 1997. Her life was such a testament for love and compassion. She spent a lot of time in meditation and prayer, and here is what she recommends as the best way to meditate. This is from her book called A Simple Path. She focuses on the importance of self-love, loving yourself so that you have the capacity to love others. She also talks about how the poverty in the West is a different kind of poverty. It is not only a poverty of loneliness, but also of spirituality. There's a hunger for love, as there is a hunger for God. She encourages people to smile more. She says it's not just about showing compassion. It's about uplifting people. And smiling is a way to uplift someone instantly. She emphasizes the importance of giving because giving brings joy and lightness. She talks about the importance of slowing down. She says, never be so busy as not to think of others. She emphasizes taking time to love others. It is not how much you do, but how much love you put into the doing and sharing with others that is important. Regarding her meditations, she says, in the silence of the heart, God speaks. These are just a few of Mother Teresa's reflections on inner stillness and meditation. So now I invite you to settle yourself down and get ready to experience self-love, one of the qualities she recommended the most. So as you sit up straight and close your eyes, ever so gently lifting them upward, begin to notice where you're holding tension in your body today. See if you can name that tension and reflect on what may have triggered these emotions, whether you feel uplifted or a little down today. Just notice how things are going for you right now. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Know that what you're doing for yourself right now is freedom, inner freedom. You can tap into your inner peace at any time. Mentally affirm, I am free. I am free. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose, allowing your breath to calm down naturally. On your next inhale, draw your breath inward and upward to the point between your eyebrows and think about a quality that is uniquely you. What are you known for? Maybe you know this about yourself, but you don't share it with the world. Bring to mind a beautiful inner quality. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale, and when it feels right, exhale through your nose, infusing this quality of yours throughout your whole body. Feel as though you're filling the room where you're meditating with this quality. Allow yourself to relax with this quality. Now bring to mind someone you know, maybe someone who's difficult to be with, maybe someone you struggle with. Challenge yourself and view this person with compassion. And reflect on one quality of theirs that's unique and beautiful. On your next breath, inhale and view this person with compassion, honoring their unique qualities. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale. And as you exhale, release your breath and release your compassion for this person Continue sitting in stillness, honoring yourself and others, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.